Yesterday we were in verse 8 in 1 Peter chapter 2, and I want you to turn in your Bible there with me, and let's look at this just a little bit more carefully and a little bit more deeply than we did on yesterday. Remember, now these verses are written to Christians. Remember that. That's one of the first things that you need to learn. One of the first things that you need to learn when you're studying the Bible is to know from the context in which you're reading it, from the book from which you're reading it, to whom the Lord is speaking, to whom the Bible is speaking. Now, this is to the Christians, and he's told them if they're disobedient in verse 7, and that the stone which the builders disallowed, the same as the head of the corner, he's not going to change. He's going to judge your sin. He's going to judge your sin at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, I'm just telling you when that's going to happen. He is made the head of the corner. Whenever he joins the body together and marries the body and we become the bride of Christ, then he is the head of that body or the head of that building. Now, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word. So you listen to me very, very carefully now for just a moment. Whenever the Bible plainly says something, you had better believe it. When the Bible makes it very clear to you that something is wrong, you'd better leave it alone. When the Bible makes it very clear to you that something is right, then, my dear friend, you had better do what is right according to the Word of God. Now, don't be disobedient to the Word. There he's telling us where we get our instructions, from the Word of God, whereunto also they were appointed. Now, that's the reason I know that these verses are written to Christians, for we are appointed priests. We are appointed priest in the spiritual household of God. That's over in verse 5. Lively stones built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices. Now, if we don't do that and are disobedient, and the Word of God is where we learn, where we get our instructions, and we are disobedient and we stumble at the Word. I've seen so many Christians stumble at the Word. I've seen so many of them stumble at the Word. They'll read it and then they'll say, well, now that just absolutely, that's just awful hard. I just don't believe I can do that. I just don't believe in the age in which I live and in the society in which I live and under the circumstances and under which I live. I just don't believe I can do that. And they stumble and catch their feet on the truth of the Word of God and stumble at the Word and become disobedient Christians. Now, a lot of them, a lot of people today, more than you would imagine, just They find one of two things. They find a new translation of the Bible that'll say it differently enough until they think they can get around it. Or they find some preacher to interpret it for them and tell them, well, those were the olden days, and those things in the Bible that are brought up had to do with the society in the day of those who wrote the Bible, and so consequently, they don't have anything to do with our society today. We make our own judgments today, and we make our own decisions today, and we don't go by what's written down there in the Word, because in the Word, he's talking about those olden days. Now, you'll find preachers, excuse me, and spiritual leaders that'll say that kind of thing, and you stumble over it and become disobedient when you have been appointed to be a priest of God. Now, what he's saying here is, you are not going to get by with it. That's what he's saying. You're not going to get by with being a disobedient Christian. You're just not going to get by with it. You think you are, and I had a fellow tell me one time in a restaurant here in Greenville, South Carolina. I sure wish he's listening today, and he belongs to one of the fundamental churches here, because I'd already found that out before he said this, and a certain figure was brought up, a certain person was brought up, and I said, no, I could not back that up. I couldn't follow that man. And he said, why? I said, well, the man is ecumenical. The man goes anywhere and everywhere. And I said, all of his audiences, and I've seen some of them. I've never been to one of the seminars, but I've seen some of the audiences. And I've seen audiences where the young people were dressed in shorts and halters. And I wasn't in the building. They just come across the street to a restaurant where I was eating and had tags on that they'd been over there in that meeting. And I said, I've seen some of those things. And I said, he just is not strictly with the Word of God, and I can't believe it. And this fella, out of a fundamental Bible-believing church here, he said, that's what's wrong with you old independent Baptist fundamentalist. He said, that's what's wrong with you. He said, everybody's wrong but you. Well, I frankly simply just said, no, everything is wrong but the Bible, and then I turned and walked away. But you see, people get that idea. They stumble at the Word, and they find somebody that'll tell them something's all right, and they forget what the Word of God says. They forget all about that. They don't pay that any attention, because now some great preacher has told them that it's all right to do this or do that or do the other, and so consequently, they continue in that kind of thing and continue to stumble, continue to be disobedient, and they are not going to get by with it because Jesus remains of the corner, the Scripture says. Jesus remains the one who will do the final judging. And every born-again child of God, then, is appointed unto being a spiritual priest and making spiritual sacrifices. Now let me spend just a moment with you. Is this the way you've been living? You claim to be saved. You claim to trust Christ as your Savior. Is this the way you've been living? Is this the kind of life you've been showing? Have you been making spiritual sacrifices? Have you been obedient to the Word of God in everything that it has said? Or have you stumbled over it and tried to find a way around it? Now you think about that for a moment, and if the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, be very thankful that God is long-suffering and that Jesus will forgive you, and bow there on your knees if you can possibly do so, even if you're driving an automobile. Pull over to the side and bow your head over on the steering wheel and say, God, forgive me. I've just been playing church. I've just been playing Christianity. I haven't been a real Christian. And God will forgive you. And then God will give you instruction and feed you and help you grow on. I hope you'll do that today. And may God bless you. Write and tell us if it's been a blessing to your heart.